So on one side you may say that if I just keep thinking of not doing it, that will end up, I'll end up doing it because the desire will come up. But then we also have to be aware of the, we have to be aware that I have to give this up. So say it's, I'll give two examples. Say if I have got a, say I had a shoulder pain a few days ago. Now as soon as I put weight on the hand, suddenly it causes pain. Now if I am constantly going to think about, oh, I got a shoulder pain, I got a shoulder pain, I got a shoulder pain, then I am going to be miserable. I have to think about other things and I have to go on doing what I can, even with the shoulder pain. But then, on the occasions when I have to get up, at that time I have to be aware, hey, this shoulder, I have this pain in the shoulder, I cannot put weight on the shoulder. So that awareness has to be there so that when that pain can get aggravated, I don't aggravate it. By the same time, it's not that I have to constantly think about it. If I'm constantly thinking about it, I increase my misery. If I don't think about it at all, then also I put weight on it and I cause misery to myself. So in that sense, the awareness has to be there, but the, we could say, the constant awareness or the obsession needn't be there. So like that, if I have a particular, like if an alcoholic is there. Now, if say this is the office, this is the home, and there is a bar in between, which the alcoholic has always frequented. Now, if the alcoholic is going to pass by that, then the desire is going to come. And the craving may become stronger, the alcoholic may be pulled in. Sometimes the alcoholics are also told that, I'm using an example of alcohol because one of my friends is a counselor and alcoholic addict, Anonymous. And I found many of the principles that they talk about apply to us also in our particular conditionings. So they say that, you know, you may need to take a longer route, some other route. Don't go by that bar. Even if it takes more time, just avoid that. So we have to be aware of the weakness that we have, and we have to make sure that we don't aggravate it. So just constant contemplation on it can aggravate it, but just indiscriminate recklessness can also aggravate it. So the balance will be that we become aware of the triggers, the situations where that weakness, that anartha may get aggravated, and we avoid those. We avoid those situations. But we don't focus on just, no, I won't do this, I won't do this, I won't do this. No, focus on something positive. So as I said, when we use our intelligence here to understand why this lower taste is lower. So at that time also, to some extent, we have to think about it. But this is, we are thinking when we are in the mode of goodness, using scripture as our guide. So at that time, we are basically equipping ourselves to say no whenever the impulse arises. So we definitely need to think about it adequately enough so that we have the reasoning, so that we have the intellectual resources to say no when the impulse arises. But we don't have to be thinking about it constantly. Does it answer the question?